have to be honest with you. When I first saw our topic was personal development, my mind just immediately went to those cheesy motivational
Oh,
posters.
yeah, the one with the cat. Hang in there.
Exactly. Or just, try harder. But digging into this material, I realized I was way off. This isn't about vague inspiration. It's actually a pretty practical guide for growing up.
It really is. And I think the biggest mistake people make is thinking personal development for a student just means getting better grades.
Right.
That's a part of it, sure, but what we're looking at here is much bigger. It's the whole person. It's about building a toolkit that works in class, yeah, but also, at home, at a part-time job, just out in the world.
Which brings us to the first tool, and I have to admit, I laughed when I saw this because it feels so
Yeah.
corporate, a SWOT
I
analysis.
know, I know. Stick with me here.
Are we really telling teenagers to run a strategy session on themselves?
It sounds dry, but it's really just the fastest way to get to self-awareness. You can't plan a trip if you don't know where you're starting from. So SWOT strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, it just gives you those coordinates. It maps out the internal stuff you can control and the external stuff you can't.
Let's make that real. I was reading about Amina in our notes. She's a fifth-year student. So for her strengths, she has creative and passion for sustainability, but then under weaknesses, public speaking anxiety, a big one.
Right. And here is why writing it down is so powerful. Because it's on paper, she can literally draw a line from her internal weakness to an external opportunity. She sees the Student Enterprise Awards are coming up.
Which sounds like a nightmare if you hate public speaking.
Total nightmare. But because she's thinking strategically, she can see it as a chance to use her strengths, her creativity, to force herself to confront that weakness.
And she also noted time management as a threat, so she knows she gets overwhelmed.
Exactly. So she's not just trying harder. She's navigating a map that she drew for herself.
Okay, so you've got the map. Now you need a destination. Goal setting. Now, pretty much everyone has heard of SMART goals. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. It's hammered into us.
It is. But the thing is, the SMART acronym is incomplete. This is the part of the research that really got me. If you stop at time-bound, you're kind of setting yourself up to fail.
How so?
The material for this deep dive adds two letters, E and R. It makes the goal smarter,
Evaluated and revised.
evaluated, and revised. It's a crucial difference. I mean, think about New Year's resolutions. Why do they fail?
Because life gets in the way. You miss a day, feel bad, and just quit.
Precisely. The E and R build that failure into the process, give you permission to change the plan when it's not working.
Okay, that makes sense. Like with Cian, the other example, he wants to be a primary teacher, needs an H2 in Irish, but he's stuck at a merit.
And his confidence is shot. A basic SMART goal is just, I'll get H2 by June, which is, just a wish.
Right.
But Cian goes deeper. His action is 15 minutes of oral practice every evening. That's the plan. But the magic is in the evaluation. Say, 2 weeks pass and nothing changes.
The old model says he's a failure.
Exactly. But with Smarter, he just evaluates and says, okay, this isn't working. So he revises. Maybe he tries 20 minutes with a study buddy instead. He doesn't change the destination, the H2, but he changes the vehicle.
He's not quitting, he's pivoting. That takes a lot of honesty, though.
It does.
Which I guess leads to the final pillar, reflection. The material calls it the pause button.
And this is where that whole person idea really clicks into place. Reflection isn't just about grades. It's asking yourself, what worked? What was hard? What did I actually learn about myself?
And when you do that, you start seeing that skills are transferable.
Yes, I loved that
But
part.
the idea that the patience you learn from, I don't know, babysitting your little brother is the exact same skill you need for a frustrating group project.
It's the exact same skill. You stop seeing school and real life as two separate things. You're building a single character, not just a report card.
You're not just running on autopilot.
You're not. And you're changing, right? The goal you set at 15 might feel totally wrong by the time you're 17. Reflection makes sure you're not chasing something that doesn't fit you anymore.
So, to pull it all together, you start with SWOT to see where you are.
See the battlefield.
You set a smarter goal that lets you pivot, and you use reflection to make sure you're actually learning from the whole journey.
It turns personal development from a buzzword into a real usable system, a cycle.
So I want to leave everyone with the final thought, something that really jumped out at me from the reflect section. If you look at that list of weaknesses you wrote down in your SWOT analysis, don't just see them as flaws.
Yeah.
Ask yourself this: how might those weaknesses actually be the seeds for your biggest opportunities tomorrow?
that is a powerful place to start.